First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. On the withdrawal from Afghanistan, Jason Scores gives credit where credit is due.
The war in Afghanistan was a colossal failure on almost every dimension, costing thousands of American lives and hundreds of thousands of Afghani lives, and wasting almost $2 trillion of American resources that could have been used to greatly improve America and the world. I am no fan of the Taliban, and I know that a withdrawal is going to plunge Afghanistan into yet another crisis. But the basic reality is that the government we were supporting was so thoroughly and grotesquely corrupt that a large number of Afghanis preferred the Taliban. When American forces withdrew, the government collapsed almost instantly, taking even the Taliban by surprise. Chaos ensued and the evacuation was hampered. But would it have been better if the government had engaged in a bloody civil war, only to be eventually be toppled anyway? And despite the media hysterics about how badly Biden bungled the evacuation, it turned out to be incredibly successful, greatly exceeding the numbers people had predicted. America can now finally turn the page on the 20 years of folly, ignorance, and hubris that led to so much needless death, suffering, and waste. Biden should be applauded for having the courage to do what other presidents before him didn't. He stood firm despite the absurd protestations that somehow following the outlines of his predecessor's deal made him responsible for everything terrible that ensued. And those who say we should have stayed are delusional. If we broke the peace agreement, we would have been sucked into another round of fierce fighting for many more years. Biden did the right thing.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay Area. If you have an opinion you'd like to share, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, I'm Lori Korn.